You know, we can't blame one another or ourselves for the situation. All we can do is seek help from one another. So I look at it as in the sense that it's not your fault. You know, and it's easy to say it's not your fault. That means somebody can easily come in and help you. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, that's what it means to me. It's not your fault. I always say the justice system working perfectly. It's designed to do exactly what it's supposed to do. You got to think of the mind frame that put this together. This is what they put it together for. This was their intentions, you know? You can't keep talking about the justice system broken. Justice system. They want to hear you say that. You know what I'm saying? Because, oh, yeah, they think it's broken. No, it's working perfectly fine. You know what I'm saying? It's working perfectly fine and it's doing its job. It's been doing it for centuries. So now I gotta prepare my children for the future. That's why I look at incarceration as a positive, because it allowed me to sit down and grow and mentally, you know what I'm saying, mature intelligently. So now I know exactly what it means to be a father versus a baby father, you know. So now it's time for me to educate my children, you know, and prepare them for the future, to let them know like life is not what you think it is. Don't let them paint the picture one way, you know what I'm saying. I'm gonna give it to you in reality. Technology is beyond, so I'm like a baby. You've been out here for decades. I've been gone for 2 decades. So how am I supposed to catch up with your technology and your mind frame? Yeah, so to be come home and be thrust into a cutthroat society like that, like, it's driving me to the brink that I'm doing everything on a straight and narrow. So I'm working. So I'm working for my money. So I'm appreciating my money. So I appreciate what my money buys. So when my car go, I want mine. See what I'm saying? So now I understand life in a different perspective. So it wasn't all bad, but individuals that had their hand, and it was definitely bad. Really take the opportunity of time. Like, time is precious, and when you get that time the way you get when you're incarcerated, you got to take advantage of it. So it's books in the library, it's everything in the library, but they assume that we don't read, we don't do nothing. But that those that take advantage of that opportunity of that time and educate themselves, put themselves on another level and allow you to put tools in your toolbox, to you could go back out to society and okay, you're just not limited to one thing now. You know what I'm saying? I don't have to go do this, because if I could sell drugs, then I could sell clothes. You know what I'm saying? If I could sell clothes, I could sell salt. I could do what I want to do. Life is open for to do what you want to do. Every year, it chipped away at me. Mentally, it chipped away at me, because you see things you're not supposed to see. You go through situations you're not supposed to go through, just as a human. Like, if you could just go to the penitentiaries for one day, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's so disgusting. Like, it's no real control. But like I said, it goes back to the justice system. It's all designed to do what it's supposed to do.